My name is David Williams. I'm a fifth generation farmer on a sesquicentennial farm. I farm with my nephew, and we raise soybeans, corn, and wheat. We also tried some black beans and some non-GMO food grade beans this year also in 2015.
Dave, looking back at that 2015 season, how was, you know, weather and where you're located, some of the issues that you were dealing with?
Early on, we had great weather for planting. In fact, when we were planting, I thought to myself, it's kind of dry. You know, I was a little bit concerned about that. But we kept planting because the conditions were perfect. And so we got everything in, I would say, record time. And then we did get some rain finally, which was good. And in general, other than maybe a kind of a cold start in June, which, well, it set things back, I think, a bit. You know, we had some soybean fields. They were kind of aquamarine looking, and I didn't think that was great. But there wasn't much we could do about it, and it was basically, I think, because it was cool. You know, the weather was cool. It was decent, but just plenty cool. And the corn kind of came up, but it didn't seem like it grew very fast. But anyway, then we kind of broke out of that, and it warmed up, and things took off like gangbusters. And we had a good, I would say, a really good year in terms of weather and precipitation. We got some old farm that's maybe 6 miles north of us. That got too much water, and that wasn't so good. But right around the home farm, I would say we just about got the perfect amount of rain. And in general, I'm real happy with what the weather did for us, and you know, how the crop turned out. Now, I know that other parts of the state weren't quite so fortunate. You know, we have some board members that live on either side of the state, and east, west side and east side, and they were getting too much water early on, and I'm not quite sure how they fared at the end, because I haven't had a chance to meet with anybody since harvest got over, which was just a few days ago.
Talking a little bit more about harvest, Dave, it was abnormally dry for a lot of the state throughout September and even into October. How did that help you throughout harvest, and can you share a little bit more about those conditions?
Well, the harvest conditions were great. We just kept going, which is real unusual also. Usually, you know, you go 2 days and then it rains, and then that sets you back, and you have to wait. And, you know, it got windy there for a while, and so that meant we could start harvesting soybeans first thing in the morning, which is just about unheard of. Usually you wait till noon or 1 o'clock because there's too much dew on the ground, but the wind kept the dew away, and we were just able to go ahead. We got a lot accomplished on a daily basis.
As the harvest season wrapped up for you, how were some of the yields and some of the other different crops that you were able to get in the bin?
Our yields were better than normal, better than our averages. I don't know percentage wise. I haven't gotten that far in doing our calculations, but I would say probably in general the soybean crop was 10 bushel better than normal. Our corn crop was, well, again, I don't know what our average turned out to be, but probably 30 to 35 bushels better than we would normally get.
While this year has been really good for Michigan farmers as far as some of the yields and production that they're seeing, when you take into account marketing, is that going to change any decisions maybe you think for 2016 from what came out this year?
Yeah, we need to have a bang up year next year to offset the poor prices in the commodity markets. Everything is just down in price, and I don't know if we can raise enough bushels to offset the low prices for 2016.
Dave, you mentioned you also tried out some dry beans, some black beans. How did that fare for you this year? Was that a new crop for the first time?
Yeah, well, I mean, we raised dry beans when I was a kid, but I didn't know much about it then. And that was just a couple of years ago, you know. I'm just kidding. But anyway, I was happy with them. I wish we'd have known more about them and, you know, had a better handle on what to do with them. And unfortunately, I think there are a number of other producers in the state that decided they were going to raise dry beans also. So there seems to be an oversupply of dry beans, and that's driven the price down on them also. So that wasn't necessarily the best idea in the world.
Looking at, you know, the 2015 season, Dave, why was that a new crop you wanted to include in the rotation?
Well, we kind of had a pretty good idea that corn wasn't going to be a good price, and so we wanted to cut back on our corn acres, and so we thought we'd try the dry beans, and we tried the food grade beans because they command a premium, and we just thought, you know, we might do better monetarily with those types of crops than we would with a lot of corn.
You know, same kind of picture looking ahead to 2016. Do you think you'll change some of your acreage percentages into the next year?
Well, we'll have less corn than we would normally raise. We're just going to have to do a lot of belt tightening and not go wild and crazy with things and try and keep our expenses down and keep our production up.
And Dave, do you see any trends with you or other area farmers at where that belt is getting tightened?
Yeah, I'm sure they're not buying any equipment. Probably some guys aren't putting on fertilizer, maybe aren't putting on as much as they would normally. I'm not sure about seed. I don't know if, you know, if they're buying cheaper varieties or not. I'm not that in that end of things. So I don't really have any handle on that part of it.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for the update on looking back at 2015. Any last comments on the season or looking to the year ahead?
Well, I think, like I said earlier, we had a really good year in 2015. In fact, it made it kind of fun, and I wish we could have another year like this in 2016. So we'll just hope for that and see what happens.